It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Mayor of Auckland, Phil Goff, good morning.
Good morning, Mikey. How are you?
And a preemptive happy Halloween to you. We're well, thanks.
Yeah. I'm kind of not much into Halloween.
Me neither.
Killjoy, I know, but... yeah, a bit of an American thing, bought in. But hey, look, if the kids enjoy it, good luck to them.
What about Guy Fawkes, Phil?
Good question.
Good clearing of the throat there too.
Yeah, humph. Look, personally, I don't buy fireworks. I do go to public displays, really enjoy public displays of fireworks. Should we sell it to the public? Look, on one hand, kids and people have a lot of fun, and I'm not one to, you know, try and stop people having fun. You've got to balance that against pets and animals. My dog, who's a farm dog, just scurries inside, never comes inside except when there's Guy Fawkes around. Injuries, fire risks, yeah, they're factors. I don't feel strongly about it.
Did your dog freak out about lightning and thunder?
Yeah. We got the SAS ground, training ground, not very far from
us. Right.
And every time they're letting off explosives, she's in and hiding. She's a real wuss,
right.
You know. Look, I do understand what pet owners say about it. I've had a lady rang me and she had horses and they go absolutely crazy. So there are concerns around it, and it's the traditional case. You've got to kind of balance. We don't want to stand in the way of people having fun, but let's see what the harm is that might be caused by it. Auckland Council's doing a bit of a consultation. You know, I can have a personal view about fireworks. Should I impose it on everybody else? Well, why don't we listen to what Aucklanders have to say about that? And if there's a overwhelming view one way or the other, that may influence our view on what we decide to say to central government about whether there should only be public displays of fireworks. Some people are not even in favour of public displays. I am. But private displays, we did it as a kid. I don't want to say to other people, hey, I'm Nanny State, you can't do that. But I do take into account the harm that can be caused by it.
Linda Cooper, Councillor Linda Cooper, has said, come out and said that there's a lot of people who she said the Auckland is a split between those who love Guy Fawkes and setting off fireworks on November 5th, and those who prefer sleep or worry about safety and animal well-being.
Yeah,
I mean, you know where I sit on this issue, Phil. Hey, I'm a huge fireworks supporter.
I don't like
what Linda Cooper's done there. Animal well-being, yes, I agree with. But there's some things you have to take into consideration as well. And I think this is good that you took calling submissions. Like, prefer sleep? Until you shut those helicopters down, man, I don't care what you say about sleep. I'm letting fireworks off to wake everyone up. I don't care.
The sleep is not the strongest argument.
Safety?
You know, safety and animals, I think, are the two key things.
Safety, anybody who's an enthusiastic pyrotechnic enthusiast is concerned about safety, because otherwise if you blow your hand off, you can't use your hand to let fireworks off, can you?
If you were to say there is a risk here and we won't do anything, we'd end up doing nothing, and that's not what life is about. And there have been, look, when we were kids, we had skyrockets, we had double happies, those have been stopped from public sale. So, you know, a compromise has already been made.
Let's keep it real that 3/4 of all the house fires that happen in New Zealand happen when people are pissed and cooking.
Yeah.
And that's got nothing to do with fireworks.
That's
how you burn your house down when you're pissed and cooking.
That's absolutely right. If you look at what causes it, people they had a few too many drinks. They think they'll have a fry up when they get home. They put the stuff in the frying pan and they sit down on the couch and fall asleep. Next thing you know, there's a fire.
That's right. So safety and fireworks. I get the point, but and then the animal well-being, I agree with, because nobody wants a scared animal. But it also, you know, you get an animal and there's a lot more people have animals in inappropriate areas. nowadays. And I do agree with the horses thing, though, because I know horses really freak out about it, so you can be careful about that. But
yeah.
And you know, it's one night a year, sorry. It's like, you know, you're a responsible owner, you look after your animals. Yeah. Same way you don't just leave them for a week if you go away, you know?
There are restrictions on the period of sale as well, yeah, although exactly. It's fair to say, you know, there are a whole lot of occasions. Now, I'm not quite sure why we celebrate Guy Fawkes. It's a pretty ancient thing to be celebrated.
This is cool fun.
But, you know, I was at a Diwali the other night, and they have a massive public fireworks display, and it's pretty damn impressive. Chinese New Year, fireworks for that. So,
the thing is about fireworks is the... I think it's one of the last real family occasions we have.
Yeah,
you know, that's not a big, massive hoo-ha like Christmas, but I mean, it's the last. I think it's a real New Zealand family occasion.
Yeah,
and whether you like it, you don't have to celebrate it. But if you do, it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
I kind of think you learn to be responsible around fire as well. But the submissions are taken in which way by the how the council going to do that? How are you going to do that? Because as much as I love fireworks, Phil, let's say I am happy. To say, yep, if people hate it, then shut it down.
Look,
people don't hate it.
In the end, it's a little bit like conscience issues in Parliament. You know, I had strong views on most of the conscience issues, but I used to have this feeling, well, am I the only person in my electorate that's allowed to exercise their conscience? What do other people think about the issues? And you've got to have regard for that. We're doing it largely on our website, but we'll also be looking at what the... in fact, I just asked this morning for what, you know... What are the opinion polls saying about where the vast majority of New Zealanders are at? And I don't recall that, but I'm sure there's been lots of polls taken on it. Let's have a look at that, and you know, in a lot of these
A poll on it in May or something like that, around some right away the other side of the year, and no one cares.
Don't do it on November the 6th. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, council will have regard for that. I personally think, you know, we should if you're going to have a rule around. Private use of fireworks, it probably needs to be consistent rather than area by area across New Zealand. It seems a bit odd to have different rules in different places. But, you know, councillors have got different views on that as well. And
someone sent us a message here just now, Phil, saying you can enjoy lighting fireworks and care about safety and animal well-being, and to suggest that you're either one or the other is wrong.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to talk about scooters in a moment, and the same sort of rules apply. You know, if you could ban idiots, we'd all be a lot better off. But it's hard to write a bylaw or a law saying we ban you if you're an idiot. And there are people that use fireworks responsibly. Most people, I would say. And the same with the scooters. You know, I've seen a lot of people around town enjoying the scooters. And
yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Personally, a bit of a fan of them, but I've seen some bloody idiots too. You know, I was walking down Albert Street the other day, and watch this guy. The pedestrian crossing was going, and it was the diagonal one across Albert Street.
Ooh, fancy!
And this guy on a scooter comes racing down. I'd say he was doing about 20k, and just weaved through the pedestrians. I thought you.
Oh, skills.
I won't tell you what. I won't use the word I was going to use, but you flipping idiot. Yet is what I thought, and you know, and I've seen a fair bit of that about on the scooters, which worries me because we're going to get thousands more of these scooters. And why are we getting them? Because people love riding them, and it's a good way of getting around. And I favour both of those things. But
I'm interested how Councillor Christine Fletcher suddenly had so many official complaints made to her over this. Within 24 hours, here. I thought that was quite pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, I'd actually, strangely enough, I mean...
I don't believe her. I don't believe her is what I'm saying.
I've had quite a few emails, and I actually, the very morning...
Not in the first 24 hours.
No, in the first week, though.
Yeah, your first week, that makes sense. But Christine Fletcher was out, coming out against us. Oh, you know, she had a bad incident, had a bad experience herself.
Yeah.
And then, which I guess that lends more... makes the complaints that I've had more valid from the collection of people. Stop lying.
You've got to be careful not to personalise these things. But,
exactly.
You know, I mentioned, you know, I just talked about Albert Street, but I was... I first saw the scooters. I mean, what amazed me was how quickly they'd taken off. And, you know, my own chief of staff, who's barely tall enough to ride one.
Oh,
fantastic. Oh, yeah, I'm allowed to say that about her. But... I'd seen people down the bottom of Nelson Street, you know, when I was down the Viaduct Basin, 2 weeks ago, and they were doing a hell of a pace, and I was looking at these little wheels, thinking, if you wanted to stop quickly, what would happen if you applied the brake on a scooter? You know, I ride a motorbike, so I'm conscious of being on two wheels.
You're a man on the go,
And the other anomaly, I guess, I look at, and I've got mixed feelings about this as well, but generally I come down the side of safety on this one. If you're doing 27 Ks, one, if you're on the footpath, you've got to be careful of other people. And, you know, I see people, you know, groups representing senior citizens, groups representing the blind, etc., saying we're worried about the risk that this might pose. But the other thing is the risk to the person on the scooter. And, you know, I ride a helmet on a motorbike, but I'm, you know, sure I'm doing up to 100K. You know, if I ride my electric bike, I've got to have a helmet on. I don't. If I'm on a two-wheeled scooter, even though I might be going faster on the scooter than I would be on the bike. And, yeah, people are saying, well, isn't that anomalous? And I guess you've got to say it is anomalous. Which way are we going to go on this one? And, you know, generally I'd probably come down in favour. I know people don't like wearing helmets and complain to me that they have to wear helmets on bikes. But generally I do come down in favour of keeping your brain intact if you fall off at something hard.
Also, I mean, they're only on a three-month trial, aren't they, at the moment?
Yeah, but I'd be really reluctant to ban them. You know, I think I see people, go back to what I said before, there are people out there, most people out there, riding them responsibly, enjoying them, good way of getting around. Great argument for having more cycleways. Maybe if you're on a cycleway on a scooter and you've got a helmet on, there's nothing wrong with doing 25 Ks an hour.
Drop the clutch.
But on a footpath, which you're sharing with other people who are walking, maybe not such a good idea. And, you know, how do you... Yeah, here's the big question. How do you legislate against idiots, people that just behave irresponsibly? Because how are you going to police the rules that you set up too?
And then what are you going to do about people looking at their phones all day?
Yeah, well, I have seen a guy on a bloody scooter looking at his phone.
Bloody guy,
yeah.
Hey, finally there, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Yep.
Had to Auckland today. The royal couple. A royal visit, a very successful visit to the Southern Hemisphere for the royal couple so far. Pressure's on you not to blow it, Phil.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try not to do that. Look, I'm doing the walk around with the Prime Minister and the Duke and Duchess down at Karanga Plaza and the Viaduct area this afternoon. And my phone says that it's going to be dry in the afternoon.
Boom! Yes.
And, hey, look, what do I like about these guys? I like the fact that they are very personable, that they're willing to talk to anybody. I like the fact that when they choose groups to talk to, they want to talk to teenagers about mental health problems, that Harry's there, you know, as the patron of Invictus, you know, celebrating with the veterans who have been wounded in conflict and encouraging their sporting achievements. You know, everything about them, say, these are two relatively young people that are... doing some good stuff, and people enjoy having them here. And I'm not a raving royalist, but you know I like their style, and I think they're doing some good things.
Phil, very quickly, will the streets be closed off? Will there be motorcades? And what should we, as people who aren't interested in anything to do with the royals, are they going to have to work around them?
I don't think they're motorcades. The area will be cordoned off around Karanga Plaza and the Viaduct Basin, so there'll be a localised thing. No, motorcades will wait till the President of the United States and the President of China and Russia and all of the other big wigs.
guys
are here for APEC. But I don't think we're doing it for the royal couple. They're staying at a local hotel downtown.
Motel.
With a H. I don't know whether I'm allowed to mention it. So
I'm in trouble.
I might be in trouble already. But no, look. Good luck to them, and I've seen people out there enjoying their company, and I liked what what Megan said about Suffragette Day.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I know they're not meant to be political, and that's part of their appeal.
Oh, whoops, Daisy, too bad she was.
but thing that you're standing up for equity and congratulating, you know, women in New Zealand for being the longest having the right to vote. I think that's good stuff. That's not political, eh? That's just common sense.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay, mate.
Speak to you next week. next week. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.